Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Some huge developments ahead of AEW Double or Nothing. Find out why WWE staff are stressed to the point of exhaustion. And The Undertaker lifts the lid on an infamous UFC moment.
Are you guys cool?
Personal.
For Thursday, May the 14th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
While the world reacts to the coronavirus, the Inner Circle acts. While history stands still worldwide, the Inner Circle is writing history. And that's why we created the Stadium Stampede Match. And what's the Stadium Stampede Match? You might want to know. Let me put it this way. If you thought the street fight last week was wild and woolly, wait until you see what dastardly deeds the Inner Circle can commit on the Elite in the middle of a football stadium, 80,000 seats large. So, lick your wounds and massage your bruised egos, Elite, because the Inner Circle is challenging you at Double or Nothing to the first ever Stadium Stampede Match.
Some huge developments ahead of Double or Nothing came from last night's AEW Dynamite. A major boxing name now set to be a part of that show. We'll get to who that is soon enough. First though, Chris Jericho, on behalf of the Inner Circle, as you heard there, challenging the Elite to a Stadium Stampede Match. He brought up how the street fight that took place last week will be nothing compared to fighting inside a stadium. It's going to be the TIAA Bank Field, which is the one connected to Daly's Place. This whole segment ended with Vanguard 1 flying in, returning the Inner Circle t-shirt that it stole a few weeks ago. Sadly, almost met its demise, getting introduced to the sixth member of the Inner Circle, Floyd the Baseball Bat. Thankfully, Matt Hardy was there to make the save of Vanguard 1. All we know about the match so far is that it's a multi-man match taking place on Bank Field. That is pretty much all we know right now. We could be getting something cinematic and over the top, not unlike the aforementioned street fight, or possibly like WWE's Money in the Bank match from last Sunday. Now, I know we're still patiently waiting on the Blood and Guts match, but this is going to tide us over, I think. Presumably, Matt Hardy's going to sub in for Cody Rhodes because at Double or Nothing, Cody is a little bit busy. He's involved in the finals for the AEW TNT title that night. He and Lance Archer made it all the way to the finals, talking of which, it was announced on Dynamite last night that WWE Hall of Famer and major boxing name Mike Tyson will be presenting the TNT Championship to the winner at AEW Double or Nothing. Now, Mike Tyson's really been back in people's minds this week. A training video was uploaded to his Instagram showing Iron Mike in possibly the best condition he's been in years. A lot of people believe he's training for a comeback at 53. Now, that's not impossible because the oldest professional boxer in active competition today is Steve Ward from the UK. He's 61 and still battering people. Tyson's name's been mentioned in recent weeks as well in pro wrestling circles, but not from AEW though. MLW's Court Bauer sent out an invite to Mike Tyson to participate in a wrestling match with the proceeds going to charities. Now, haven't heard any more from that, but Obviously, we know that Tyson has a massive love for wrestling. When you think of Mike Tyson in wrestling, you go back to 1998 when he appeared as a guest enforcer in the Shawn Michaels-Steve Austin title match at WrestleMania 14. He was there on the day that the Attitude Era was well and truly born. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2012, and he has a massive love for wrestling. We will see him on May 23rd in an AEW ring. Three more matches added to Double or Nothing last night, as well as the two that we've talked about. We're going to be getting a no DQ, no countout match for the AEW Women's title. Nyla Rose and Hikaru Shida going one-on-one. Shida won a four-way last night to become the number one contender. And Rose attacked Shida with a kendo stick backstage. So that sets the stip up. Britt Baker and Chris Statlander going one-on-one. They were in that four-way as well. And after Baker had Statlander on the floor in her lockjaw submission, the announcers mentioned that Baker was more intent on taking out Statlander than actually winning the match. So that leads to this one going down. Incidentally, Mick Foley had some very nice words to say about Dr. Britt Baker during Dynamite last night. Mick Foley put a video out on Twitter saying, "After great thought and mental tribulation, I've come to the conclusion that Dr. Britt Baker is the greatest wrestling dentist of all time. I say this with all due respect to Isaac Yankum and the entire town of Decatur, Illinois. But given her moveset, her persona, and her use of the mandible claw, I believe that Britt Baker is not only the greatest wrestling dentist of all time, but she is in fact the Bret Hart of wrestling dentists. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Will Chris Statlander be ready for the Bret Hart of wrestling dentists at Double or Nothing? We'll find out soon. We've had a match announced for the buy-in as well. It's going to be Private Party versus Best Friends in tag team action. The winners are going to face Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega for the AEW tag team titles down the road. And whichever combo wins that, it's bound to be a good one. AEW Double or Nothing taking place on May the 23rd.
Hey, NXT General Manager William Regal couldn't be here tonight, so we asked D-Generation X if we could make a special announcement instead of him.
You know, I hope it goes a lot better than that 25-year anniversary fiasco we had on SmackDown.
Yay, my nothing!
You know what, though, Sean, it's funny that you mentioned 25th anniversary. Tomorrow marks the 25th anniversary of the first ever WWE In Your House pay-per-view.
Did someone say in your house?
Where were you?
Down there. But don't worry about that. You know, I had a match in the first ever In Your House with Razor Ramon. You had a match.
I did, with Jeff Jarrett. Yeah, and you were there, too.
I was there. You had a match, too, right? And in your house.
Yeah, you did.
No, you did, with Henry Godwin. I remember it. Like,
but it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to that. What's important right now is the 25th anniversary of In Your House, and right now, people are spending a lot of time in their house. They're kind of locked in there, right? So it only seems apropos that right now, we do something about that. So on June 7th, NXT will take over one more time. On June 7th, live on the WWE Network, NXT TakeOver In Your House. The brand that delivers will deliver one more time on June 7th, NXT TakeOver In Your House.
Meanwhile, on the other side, it was announced that Sunday, June the 7th, will see the return of an old WWE pay-per-view name with NXT TakeOver In Your House, live on WWE Network. They also have gone with the classic In Your House logo for the graphics. I love it so much. The last TakeOver that we were meant to have was scheduled for WrestleMania weekend. Of course, that was cancelled due to the pandemic. Previously, the last one we had was back in mid-February for TakeOver Portland. It's been a while since we had a TakeOver. The first In Your House, just to give you a little bit of a potted history of this particular name, goes back to May the 14th, 1995 in Syracuse, New York. Now, at that time, WWF had just four pay-per-views a year. In Your House was kind of created as something to tide people over between those big pay-per-views and a way of generating a little bit of extra income. The pull with In Your House shows were they were shorter and they were cheaper. And the quality varied quite a bit. The In Your House name itself lasted for 29 events. The last one was in February 1999, In Your House St. Valentine's Day Massacre. After that, WWF, then WWE, switched to just a selection of different pay-per-view names without the In Your House subtitle. We actually ranked all of the In Your House events from worst to best on our Cultaholic YouTube channel. You can find out what the greatest In Your House of all time was, well, to us at least, at youtube.com/cultaholic. Now, as well as big announcements for pay-per-views, we also had a big title change on last night's NXT, as Imperium, Marcel Barthel and Fabian Aichner defeated Matt Riddle and Timothy Thatcher to win the NXT Tag Team Championships. Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne had won the titles in February, but with Dunne unable to travel because of the pandemic, Thatcher was put in his place. Although he was never officially recognised as champion, Riddle always held both of the belts at the same time. This makeshift team, sadly, broke up after they lost the titles, but put on a belter of a match later on that night, which we'll talk about in NXT Graded later on. Imperium, now the 21st NXT Tag Team Champions, marking the first title reigns for both Marcel Barthel and Fabian Aichner in WWE. Imperium now holds the NXT Tag Team titles and the UK Championships. May see some more cross-pollination between NXT and NXT UK from here. Going to be breaking down all the happenings from Wednesday night on our YouTube channel throughout today. I'll be along later with NXT Graded. Jack's going to be here with AEW Dynamite Graded. Ross will give us all of the AEWTF moments as well. YouTube.com/cultaholic.
Tonight, I just want to say that your performance and you in general are truly just god-awful. What a horrible way to go out. God awful. Pardon the expression, it sucked. I mean, I would use a word that someone near and dear, I hear it all the time from him. It was rotten. I mean, absolutely rotten. I'm ashamed of you guys. Oh my God. And if you haven't put everybody to sleep by now, I'll say good night and good night, Padre.
It was good fun seeing Vince McMahon roasted Triple H on SmackDown the other week. Not as much fun to be around Vince backstage, though. Off the back of 3 days' worth of WWE tapings, Ringside News has reported that producers were openly complaining backstage about restrictions put on them regarding wrestling matches. So we understand from an anonymous source via Ringside News that Vince McMahon handed down a lot of cuts and a lot of talent was told to take dives out of their matches. When asked why the decision was made to cut dives, no reason was given. This only added to the frustration. The talent didn't understand, and the producers were stressed and exhausted and had no good answers because they weren't given any. Backstage staff were, quote, stressed to the point of exhaustion. Now, they're off until the 25th of May, which gives them some time to recoup. The Raw crew are back on the 25th, where they'll record 2 episodes of Raw. The SmackDown crew are back the day after. They'll do 2 episodes of SmackDown. This seems to be the plan going forward for tapings, which gives people a little bit of respite, but it does make those days of taping incredibly stressful. Bring them out! Wrestling Inc. has confirmed that Ric Flair has signed a new deal with WWE. Now, it was reported last December that Ric Flair's contract was expiring at the end of last year, but the two sides have now come to a deal. Flair's last appeared for WWE on the Triple H anniversary celebration via video message. Flair's been pretty busy, though. He's been setting up RicFlairShop.com, where you can now buy luxury Ric Flair t-shirts, hats, dog bandanas, shower curtains, luggage covers, oh, and face masks, because there's no reason why you can't style and profile during a pandemic, I guess. Talking of selling, Leo Rush currently advertising a lot of his wrestling attire for sale, including a unique mask that he made for a rejected image makeover on NXT. The mask itself, so you know how Leo Rush calls himself the Moth, the Man of the Hour. It's basically a moth-themed mask. It's a mask that covers his entire face. Two massive bug eyes with mesh, so he can see through, and bits of material sticking out like hair. and then room on the top for his hair, his actual hair, to come through. It's a really striking visual. He shares these pictures on his Twitter, and he tweeted, "Once upon a time, I had a vision of wearing a mask, but Triple H said no. This is just a prototype. Anyway, it's now for sale." I love it, personally. It's a shame that we see all this happening with Lio Rush, like selling off all his gear. And he is giving the vibe that he is done with wrestling. He tweeted out on May the 5th, he may never wrestle again. It would be a crime if he didn't. He is one of the most talented guys in wrestling. And I'm hoping that somebody is at least, at the very least, making that mask in a creator wrestler mode on WWE 2K20 or 2K19, because that's the one I still play. You can make that, that'd be amazing. Now, this is the story across the board for many promotions, but I wanted to highlight it because they're quite affiliated with WWE, and generally they're a really strong company across our side of the water. Progress Wrestling have cancelled their entire summer schedule, encompassing 13 events across the UK and the USA. Now, this is impactful because this was going to be a massive summer for Progress Wrestling. They planned their Spirit of Independence US tour. They were going to be hitting places across the states, and their Super Strong Style 16 tournament, which is an annual staple within Progress, is now no longer taking place at all. John, Glenn and Matt from Progress commented in the press release saying, "It goes without saying, we are absolutely gutted. We are cancelling the events rather than postponing them because we realise that at this time money is tight for lots of people and you probably need cash. We don't believe that it's fair to hold on to your money when we can't offer you a replacement date in good faith that it will be able to go ahead as planned. All we can hope is that when things are back to normal, whatever that means, and whenever that be, we will see you at a Progress show once more." At the Jobber's home promotion, DDT Wrestling are experimenting with Zoom wrestling matches. They announced this on their Twitter. I'll quote, "DDT will conduct an open experiment with what is presumably the first ever Zoom-based remote pro wrestling match, with 100 audience members in the chat room providing cheering and crowd noises for the wrestlers." DDT Wrestling, innovators, if there ever were any. They recently rebranded its streaming service to Wrestle Universe because they are now sharing wrestling from loads of other promotions, Joshi Promotions and Pro Wrestling Noah and lots of other places. In these weird times, it's great to see DDT doing something special. Rachel Ellering, aka Rachel Evers in NXT, has confirmed that she was released as part of last month's WWE cutbacks yesterday. Ellering's name had been rumoured, but she didn't confirm it until she posted on social media yesterday. She's the daughter of Paul Ellering, the legendary manager of the Road Warriors. She signed back in January last year. She'd had two runs in the Mae Young Classic, so she'd impressed the right people. However, 5 months after she signed, she suffered a torn ACL and she hasn't been back there since. Ellering posted a highlight reel that features the sound of Charlie Chaplin's speech from The Dictator behind it. The whole, "Don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what you think and what you feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machines, men with machine minds and machine hearts." It's a very moving piece, and it's set to images from Rachel Ellering's wrestling career, and then it builds into bigger things. So Rachel's coming back in big style. All the talent released from NXT, instead of 90-day no-compete, actually have 30-day no-compete, and that is set to expire later this week. So expect some of those guys to come forward and start doing a little bit more. One of those that was released from NXT back last month was Alexander Yaksich. One of those names that came up and people weren't aware of who he was. He was on this podcast yesterday. And if you haven't heard it yet, listen to yesterday's news podcast as I sit down and chat for about half an hour with Alexander Yaksich. And if you don't know who he is, that is your golden opportunity to find out all about him and all of the amazing things that he has planned going forward. WWE announced on Tuesday, as we know now, that the Intercontinental title has been vacated and a tournament to crown a new champion will take place on SmackDown. Sami Zayn has broken his silence on WWE's call and he's not massively happy about it. He says, "I disagree with this decision and no matter what anyone says, I am still undefeated and therefore still the Intercontinental champion." He also furthered the narrative with his reply to WWE on Fox, who tweeted out, "The new Intercontinental champion should be blank." Sami Zayn replied with, ashamed of themselves.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ariel Helwani, post-fight at UFC 121, where Cain Velasquez just beat Brock Lesnar, and we're here with The Undertaker. Sir, what are your thoughts on what we just witnessed?
I'm a little bit shocked, you know. I thought Brock was going to come out strong like he did. I thought Cain's chances would be better if they went into, you know, the fourth or fifth round. I'm a little bit shocked. I thought Brock might have got to him early, but you know what? Cain's a hell of a fighter, and he did a hell of a job.
Do you think, considering the size difference, that he'd be able to manhandle him like that?
No, I didn't think so. I think Brock's strength and size would overmatch him. I thought it would have to go into a cardio battle, and I'm actually very surprised.
It's almost like you're at a loss for words here.
You want to do it?
There was Brock Lesnar right there. What did you just say to him?
It's kind of a personal thing. You know, I think maybe he needs to, I think he needs to train a little harder.
Are you guys cool?
Personal.
That was The Undertaker confronting Brock Lesnar after he lost the UFC heavyweight title to Cain Velasquez in 2010. Staring down each other, Undertaker says, "Do you want to do it?" And when he was asked about it by Ariel Helwani, as you heard there, Undertaker very, very sort of sheepishly avoiding the question, just saying, "It's personal." So Undertaker was on with Ariel Helwani again yesterday for ESPN. Undertaker explained what the deal was with that, and it turns out that The Undertaker was a bit of a pawn in a bigger game. Undertaker says, Mark Calloway says, "I was there to pick a fight. I was sent there personally to pick a fight, and I was unaware that Dana White had no clue what was going to happen, which I felt horrible about after the fact. I thought there had been some kind of discussion between him and Vince McMahon. There was no personal animosity, really, but it was basically me saying, all right, you left our world, Brock Lesnar. I'm going to come into your world, and I'm going to call you out." We would wait another year and a half for that to eventually become a thing. And that would become a thing at WrestleMania 30, and we all know what happened from there, don't we? That will do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for Thursday, as I say, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. As well as NXT and AEW graded today, you can see every 2017 WWE pay-per-view ranked from worst to best. The year the Punjabi prison returned is an interesting year. Relive it right now on our YouTube channel. On the podcast feed, check out a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps with former NXT star Jazzy Gabbert. Jazzy talks about getting into wrestling during a time where women's wrestling was treated very different.
The announcer, he went out there and said, "Are you ready for female action?" And then the people were start chanting, screaming, "We want boobies, we want boobies." And I'm like, me and my opponent, we look at each other, we're like, what the hell? We went out there, we didn't even lock up, right? And they started chanting, you can't wrestle, you can't wrestle. We didn't even start it. Like, come on, give us a chance.
And at cultaholic.com, the 5 best vehicular assault moments in wrestling history. Wrestling and attacks with cars go hand in hand, strangely, and we've counted down some of the best. You're very welcome. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.